Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 31st, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Mozilla said Thursday that Firefox will block third-party tracking by default, as well as combat fingerprinting, which tracks people by their device data, things like operating system and browser version. Future versions of Firefox will also prevent websites from injecting code to mine cryptocurrency. Mozilla did not give details on how any of the blocking would work. It's rumor season. 9 to 5 Mac swears they have a picture of a gold iPhone to be called the iPhone XS, as well as pictures of an Apple Watch Series 4 with an edge-to-edge screen, and a user on Reddit posted pictures supposedly of the Google Pixel 3 with no notch and two bezels. Netgear announced the Orbi Voice Mesh Router that comes with a speaker and Amazon Voice services. Has a traditional woofer and tweeter in front with a bass reflect port rather than a 360-degree speaker like an Amazon Echo would have. It does not support simultaneous playback with other speakers either, but the router features are tri-band Wi-Fi up to 2.2 gigabits per second and two Ethernet ports. It arrives in September, $300, and you'll need an Orbi hub, so they'll bundle it with an Orbi hub for $429. Netgear also announced the Nighthawk XR700 gaming router with 7 gigabit Ethernet ports and one 10 gigabit port. Apple told developers that all apps, including ones in testing, must have a privacy policy by October 3rd. Also, Apple notes that once submitted, the policy cannot be changed until a new version of the app is submitted as well. Huawei announced the AI Cube, which combines an Amazon-powered smart speaker with an LTE SIM card slot and Wi-Fi router. It's also a cylinder, not a cube. Huawei also announced its Kirin 980 system on a chip built on the 7-nanometer process around ARM's Cortex A76 CPU and Mali G76 GPU design. It also has a Cat21 modem supporting speeds up to 1.4 gigabits per second. That's faster than Qualcomm's Snapdragon's 866 megabits per second. The Mate 20 flagship phone will contain the new Kirin 980 chip and be announced in London October 16th. China's Ministry of Education has issued limits on the number of new online video games allowed to be published in order to reduce the time young people spend playing games. It also asked for age-appropriate systems for players to be explored. The ministry said the new directives are in part meant to combat rising nearsightedness. Shares of Tencent fell around 5% after the announcement. Among Lenovo's announcements of a new Chromebook, a Windows laptop with 25-hour battery life, and smart home devices was the YogaBook C930. Now, 2 years ago, the YogaBook A12 put a touchscreen where the keyboard should be. The YogaBook C930 swaps out the keyboard for an e-ink screen that can be used as a keyboard, notepad, or e-reader. The C930 will be available in October, starting at $1,000. Lenovo also announced the 15.6-inch X1 Extreme with a dedicated NVIDIA GTX 1050 Ti Max-Q graphics card and Intel's 8th-gen processors up to Core i9, as well as options for 1080p or 4K touchscreens, all starting at $1,900. The Google Assistant can now understand two languages at once using Google's language identification model in the Google Home app, the Assistant on your phone, and Google itself. Google announced the upcoming feature at I/O earlier this year. Bilingual pairings can be made from English, German, French, Spanish, Italian, and Japanese, with more languages being added in the future. Google also says it's working on trilingual support. If you're in Germany, France, or the UK, you can use that bilingual assistant on the Google Home Max, which now is on sale in those countries. Qualcomm announced the aptX adaptive codec for high-quality audio over Bluetooth. It delivers 24-bit audio and adjusts to external interference while providing better video sync. It will become available in September and incorporated into Bluetooth 5.0. Scientists at Queen's University Human Media Lab built a prototype 2K touchscreen they call Magic Scroll. The 7.5-inch screen can be rolled up into a cylindrical casing and then unrolled and used as needed. The team will present the project at the Mobile HCI Conference on Human-Computer Interaction in Barcelona next month. Finally, Maersk Tankers said Thursday it has installed 100-foot-tall rotating cylinders on the Maersk Pelican tanker to act as sails and hopefully cut fuel costs by as much as 10%. Cheaper, lightweight composite materials have made sails more cost-effective. Maersk sails are made by Finnish company Norse Power. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.